We're speaking now with Geraldine Lewis. She is chair of the Lake Pendere School District Board of Trustees. Geraldine, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for having me here today. Nice to see you.
So the school district just announced its hiring decision for the superintendent of schools to replace Superintendent Tom Alberson. He's retiring in July. Mm-hmm. Our new super will be familiar to many. It's Becky Meyer, who is the former Becky Kaber, who worked in the school district for many years. The past 6 years, she's been superintendent of the Lakeland School District. And we'll come back around to talk a bit more about her qualifications. It's no small thing when a district goes to hire a superintendent. And I thought it would be interesting for our listeners to learn a little bit more. What goes into the process of hiring a superintendent of schools?
Absolutely. Well, it is a very intensive and deliberate process. We had the advantage this time of a superintendent who was retiring. Tom Albertson gave us plenty of advance notice. So back in December, he informed the whole board and we started looking for a consulting firm to use. We all came together on consensus to use Northwest Leadership Associates. So we got the ball rolling early in January, right after Christmas break on January 5th. We met with them. We started the process. The job got posted the next month, and that gave us plenty of time to get candidates from all over the nation. They put out a nationwide search, which was great. We had candidates from probably six different states. Then they narrowed that down, and we previewed 10 candidates' resumes and background checks and reference checks, and we went through all of that. And from that, we selected our top six candidates. And those are the candidates that the public may know, we invited here or a Zoom meeting where they had an interview in front of a panel and got to tell us a little bit about themselves. That was over a two-day process of interviews, and then we narrowed it down from there to three candidates. We had those three candidates lined up to come here and do pretty intensive day-long interviews and panel discussions. One of them had to withdraw his name, so we ended out with two candidates here over March 22nd and March 23rd. It was like I said, intensive day. They meet with every different aspect of the school district, from administrative officers, principals, the full district office staff, a lunch with the superintendent. And then they meet with all teachers, staff, and students have an open forum, and then there's an open community forum. And I thought we had great turnout at those different venues. So the superintendent candidates really got to be in front of a large number of people, everyone who was interested. And then from there, the board met with them privately and then had dinner. So that was 2 days in a row, and we made our decision the following morning. Mm-hmm. So we're really pleased with the two candidates we had narrowed down. Both were locally known.
The other one was Casey McLaughlin
and Dr. Becky Meyer. Both of them are qualified leaders. Dr. Becky Meyer had a little more experience as a superintendent, and we wanted to invite her to be our superintendent. We're very pleased with that. And our hope, and we think this is how it's going, is that Casey McLaughlin will stay in our district office. He's a real asset to the school district. So that's hopefully a win-win for this area.
Mm-hmm. And you described you had a panel to get it down to six.
Yes.
And that panel also involved a lot of different people from different parts of the community.
Narrowing it from the 10 down to the six was just the trustees.
Oh, right. Okay.
But then from the six
to the three.
There was community input. We had a panel there during those interviews where some teachers and administrative staff were invited, there were a few students, and then some community members. We had to keep that sort of contained, just so that we had consistency, the same people in the room seeing all six candidates, so we could get consistent feedback on what they thought.
Mm-hmm. And that was a time commitment from those panel members, because it was several hours each day, 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably a four-hour commitment when all was said and done each day. And the same group of people committed to that. So it was then in our executive session, the five trustees looked at every single one of those papers where they gave their feedback. So it's very useful to have the community involved in this process, because you hear a lot of things that maybe didn't cross my mind. You know, it brings a lot to light. It was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was in the room for the community meeting with the two finalists.
Yes.
Those two meetings were held last week. I think everybody, my read of the room was that we were in kind of a can't lose situation by that point.
Yes.
Because both of the finalists, Casey and Becky, were really well qualified and spoke really well at both of those.
Yes.
And I'll say the public put forward a lot of good questions.
They did. And I think that's the really interesting thing about having a community forum, is they ask tough questions. They put the candidate on the spot on anything that is, you know, they want a little more insight into or explanation about. It was very helpful. And not everybody thinks or comes at these forums from the same perspective. So it's really useful as trustees. We sat in and listened to the two community forums just to get a sense of which kind of questions the community wants to know from their superintendent. So it was very useful for us also as trustees. Mm-hmm.
So we've had a pretty good run of superintendents in the past 16 years. We've actually only had three. We had Dick Sivitanich, who was our super from 2006 to 2012. And then Sean Woodward that's 6 years. Sean was with us for 7 years, 2012 to 2019. Tom, from 2019 to 2022, our current super. And he's retiring partly. I think he's put it out as, you know, for health reasons. And just to be retired, I guess. So the question would be, how do you get a superintendent to stick? And is that a pretty good run, you know, averaging around, 5 years each, I guess?
Yeah. Well, actually, that's 6 year range is about the average that superintendents stay in any district. And it's actually healthy for a district to have turnover. You don't want a 20-year superintendent. There's a tendency to stagnate, you know. A 6 year to 10 year run would be excellent. You definitely, those last three superintendents we've had, I have just admired so greatly and been so impressed with the vision they have for this district. We expect also great things from Dr. Becky Meyer, and she has told us in one of those forums when asked about her long-range plans, she hopes to stay with this district until retirement, which for her might be 6 years, which is about what we'd hope for. So that's kind of the sweet spot. You get a candidate with great experience, great leadership experience, with the goal of hers to stay in this community even after retirement, which is really the perfect, it's a win-win for this community. We'll get her for the whole duration of her career. And then, you know, it's very nice when you have the advance notice of having a superintendent retire, because there's no surprises. They give you lots of notice. And that was the one thing we really appreciated with Tom Albertson upon his departure. We had plenty of time. And we're hopeful that that's the way it is with Dr. Becky Meyer. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very pleased.
She's certainly not an unknown quantity. Principal at Sandpoint High School for a number of years, and then she worked as assistant superintendent for 2 years. Before that, she was here for years too.
Yeah. She knows this community well, but also she got the added benefit of being a superintendent in another district to get some outside perspective and a little bit of how things are done elsewhere, a little different student mm-hmm. body. So that'll be also useful for her and her role here.
Yeah, bringing in some fresh ideas.
Something else. Yeah.
Well, we're going to want to get Dr. Becky Meyer in for an interview ourselves. We kind of wanted to talk to somebody from the school trustees first to just get some insight into the whole process, as well as get her signed on the contract.
That's right. We'll be meeting to work through the contract negotiation. And the really great thing, Dr. Becky Meyer is coming in on a wave of goodwill here. All the trustees are fully supportive of this process and this. She just has a real vote of confidence among all of us, and it'll be a good transition.
Mm-hmm. So, well, Geraldine Lewis, chair of the Lake Pend'Oreille School District Board of Trustees. Any last thing you want to say?
I have now gone through 2 hiring of superintendents, and it's my goal not to have to do this again in my duration as an elected official.
Yeah.
So it's
intensive. It takes a lot of energy. Yeah, sure does. So
anyway, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you for talking with us.